Welcome to the Yo Joe Show. I'm Michael Yo. That's okay. Joe Coy.
I don't like the way we started this pod because
why?
I tell you something that I think is very creative and smart, and then you go like this. That's dumb. Hey, everybody. It's the pod.
Well, I mean, tell everybody what you just said.
Okay, so I bought a car, and this is going to be the last car I buy. Well, I'll always buy into this company, Tesla. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy the SUV, which is probably coming out by the end of this year or early 2016. And I was going to go get a Range Rover.
No.
I was literally going to buy a gas-powered vehicle just to have a second car and that I can, you know, drive around like a bunch of kids in because it's summer.
Gotcha.
And then I was like, well, why am I going to obligate myself for 2 years on a lease when I can just rent it whenever I need it with insurance?
Because you can
get full coverage. At a rental agency.
But then you got to go to the rental agency. You got to get the car.
But you can keep it for 2 weeks.
Well, that makes no sense.
Yes,
you never know when you're going to have an emergency with your kids. You need
Tesla.
So why even have the rental car?
Well, I'm going to have the rental car just to have when I have the kids around.
Okay.
And then when the kids go, I turn the rental car in.
That's a waste of money.
No, it's not.
Well, no, you're right. You're
right.
See
what I'm saying? That's smart. Now you understand what I'm saying. I have it for 3 weeks. It cost me what? $300? $400?
Yeah.
It's better than $52,000. Because I literally was going to buy a Range Rover for that reason.
But you didn't say that before the podcast. You said you weren't going to buy gas-powered vehicles anymore because you want to save the earth. Which is great. I like Teslas.
Yes.
And you love your Tesla, right?
I love my Tesla. Everyone needs to get on this Tesla bandwagon. You know what else I'm buying?
What?
I'm buying the Tesla batteries for the house.
What? The Tesla batteries for
the Tesla? Why do you do that?
What?
Why do you do? You know exactly. I said Tesla, and then you go, "Whoa, whoa,
the battery." What are you talking about?
The Tesla battery.
No, I said Tesla battery. What do you mean? The charger?
No. Yeah, he is selling the batteries to store the energy for your house, so your house can literally just run off of the batteries.
And how do you plug that into your house?
He sells this battery wall. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about, to be honest.
I know you don't. That's all what's so funny about it.
All I know is that it's like $3,500 a battery, and I think you need like four batteries, Ernie. Four batteries to fully just put electricity into your house. To fully just run your house off of these batteries. You only need four for the house. And then you just get a solar panel that you have to buy. And all that solar paneled energy gets stored into the Tesla batteries. And you'll never have an electric bill ever again for the rest of your life.
I love you.
And I can charge my car off of that.
You should not be their spokesperson. That's all I'm saying, because you are everywhere with that.
I was everywhere with it, but...
You brought it back at the end.
I did hone it in at the end.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
But I am buying it.
It was like you were working out a joke at the top, and then at the end, you were like, oh, that's it.
Right yeah, there it is. Now I know how to say it next time.
Okay, say it again.
Okay, there's batteries and stuff.
Tesla. It's like four of them.
if you have 12 grand, you buy these batteries, they'll put it in a wall.
It would be 14 because 3,500 times 2 is 7, and then 7 times 2 is 14.
And then you get, and then you have to buy a solar panel and put it on your roof. And then the energy from the sun will go into the batteries, and the batteries is what's actually going to go ahead and...
Okay, but let me ask you this. Do you need like a place to put... So you're going to put the batteries in here?
They have a wall. They'll make a battery wall for you. I'm not making this up.
I got to read more about it.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sure
really
you're
do.
Right.
I don't read, so this is all word of mouth.
So who told you this?
Someone. I don't even know that person's name.
You're like Little Joe did.
Little Joe said it. He said, Tesla has a battery. I go, what the fuck? He goes, yeah, it's supposed to come out of a robot's ass. And I go, I'm buying it.
I'm buying that.
Dude, what do you think, man? Do you think it's a good idea, or you just don't want
to
do it?
Well, let me tell you, I went to the gas station today, and I hated it.
How much did you spend?
70-something bucks.
Jesus. And you drive an Audi 5.
Yeah, A5, yeah.
Which is a sick car.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a burner, though, right?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Because it's powerful.
Luckily, I don't drive that much. That's my only thing is I'm thinking, should I get a Tesla? But then I'm like, nah, because I don't drive that much. And they're a lot of money.
Where you live, though, is pretty dope because they have the Tesla station there.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Where? At the W?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Oh, they do. They do. They do. But they charge you for it.
They do?
Mm-hmm. Not me, because I live there, but people that, oh, dude, they're making a killing. So they have the Tesla charge spots at the hotel. If you're a guest and you have a Tesla, $100 a night to charge it. They're charging people $100 overnight. But if you got that, if you have a Tesla, $100 isn't nothing to you, I would imagine.
If you're staying at the W, $100 is nothing.
Yes.
I stay at the W. Well, actually, that's my hotel of choice in Boston and New York.
I've never been to Boston. How is it performing in Boston?
Oh, my God.
You love it?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
The Wilbur Theater. Is it called the Wilbur or the Wilbur? Drunk Brady, can you Google it? I play it every year.
Well, can you bring me next time?
I should remember it. You should just play it. You're at that level. It's not that big.
Oh.
It sits maybe 800.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, it plays like it's 2,000.
Really?
And it's got, I think it's got two balconies.
That's amazing.
So it's three, and it's close.
Oh. Where the it's sound like, just
you ever
like, play,
you ever been to the Apollo?
No.
I played the Apollo.
How was that?
It was, well, one, I wanted to piss on stage because it was showtime at the Apollo.
Oh, you did showtime at the Apollo?
Yeah, I did. I won.
I didn't know that.
Man, see, this is that hustle I'm telling you. And I got a sponsor to pay for me to go out there, Dada Footwear. Really? The owner, Lance Simpson, shout out to Lance Simpson. He owned Dada Footwear at the time. This is like the beginning of urban streetwear.
Uh-huh.
When it was like Dada and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dada Footwear. And you remember Dada hats?
Yes.
So anyways, Dada Footwear, Lance Simpson was a fan of mine. And I actually approached him with a comedy show in Vegas that I was producing. And I needed a sponsor. And bam, he was like, let's go. Let's do it. And when I got the call for, well, not the call. I actually performed at, anyway, there's another story there. But I did Def Comedy Jam like live. Like they were on the road, and I opened the show when they didn't even want me on the show, and I crushed.
Uh-huh.
And Rudy Rush was the host of that show,
uh-huh.
And he was also the host of the Apollo. And when I came off stage, he goes, "Man, who the fuck are you?" It was Bob Sumner, the guy that owns the tour, and Rudy Rush. And Rudy looked at Bob. He goes, "Who the fuck is this guy, man? How am I supposed to follow that shit?" And then Bob's like, I didn't even know he was that funny until, you know, I just met him. Put him on stage. I didn't know he was going to do that shit. And so then Rudy was like, have you ever been to the Apollo? I go, yeah. He goes, you want to be on it? I go, yeah. He goes, you're on it next week. And then the following week, they flew me out to
so
do the
Do you remember your set you did?
Yeah. It was fucking Asian shit. It's online. You can watch it. Go watch it. You know what I mean? But I mean... And you'll see me wearing a Dada hat. And the reason why I'm wearing that Dada hat...
Because he flew you... He sponsored you.
He gave me a couple G's to go out there. He paid for my hotel room, paid for my flight, and gave me some spending money. And back then...
That was a lot.
That was more than a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, thank you so much. Because, especially New York, bro. Like, and I had to get, like, a cheap hotel, which was, like... In the cut.
Yeah.
And it still cost me $400.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that like it was yesterday. It was like a horrible little tiny... The bed was the walls. Like
always. Oh, their rooms are so tiny.
And it was like... I remember it was because it was a weekend, which is the worst time to be in New York. And it was like $400.
Were you nervous like going up?
Dude, Puffy was on that show, by the way, with Mary J. Blige. He presented her an award. Like lifetime achievement or some shit. Like it was a big night.
It was a big night.
And the producer, I remember, walked up to me. By the way, I was the last contestant. Like they had so many. They have booed. This audience has not only booed so many people that now the boo is perfected. You know what I mean? And now it's primed and ready to like boo together and hate. Together, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I was that guy that they were going to do it with. And I came out swinging, man, and I won.
That's awesome. Yeah, so what
put,
do you win?
You know, remember where he puts his hand over each guy? And he put the hand over me, and they fucking went crazy. And a bunch of people, not the fool standing up, but there was like three people over here stood and five over there. And in the Apollo, you're like, that's a standing ovation.
So did you know, was that the point you were like, wow, I'm pretty good at this? Or did you know before?
I knew before.
Okay.
I knew I was like, yeah, because I was already doing Def Jam and I was doing the Black Comedy Tour.
Okay, gotcha.
So I was already kind of like doing my thing, but when I did the Apollo, I mean, this is, by the way.
This is in his prime, too.
The kids today don't know what the Apollo is, I don't think, unless you watch repeats. Like when I did it, this was the Apollo, bro. Like the original stage, the original theater, that original red curtain. That stump on the side of the stage, and the producer, you know how many times they told me you better rub that stump? Like, literally, the producer would say it, the assistant would say it, the guy I was competing with said it.
What did the stump mean?
It's the wooden stump there.
I know what it was, but
it's just a good luck stump, but it's been there since, you know, James Brown. It's been there since Aretha Franklin, you know what I mean? It's been there since Lauryn Hill, like, when she, you know, when she bombed, you see that.
Yeah.
Like, and... You know, they all rub that stump. And if you don't rub that, it's literally like spitting in the theater. Like, it's total disrespect.
Wow.
To be like, you didn't rub that stump.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I fucking rubbed that thing. I was like, but the thing was, when they said, when Rudy said you could play the Apollo, literally that's, I was like, I can't wait to rub that stump. That was, that was the first thing I said.
There's so many great just entertainment. I mean, people in the entertainment industry has come from that. So many big people. That's awesome, bro.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's not. It wasn't supposed to make you. It's just supposed to. That's one of those things that you want to put on your belt.
Check
especially
it off the
during
list.
My time.
Yeah.
Especially my time when you know what I mean. Like those were my goals. My goals were, man, I wanted to be on Def Jam, but it already came off the air by the time I was like I had enough minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then one, I wanted to do BET's Comic View. Got to do that. Gary Owen was the host.
Oh, cool.
And then of course the Apollo, and I got it. Those were the three things that I really, really wanted. You know what I mean? And then of course the Comedy Central specials and all that later. But those three things, that I had to get those. Like I wouldn't be able to say I was a comic unless I got those three things.
That's awesome.
Because that's what I watched all the time. I mean, I remember I would sit and watch BET's Comic View for hours, man.
Def Comedy Jam was my joint right there, man.
Well, that was everyone's joint.
I mean, when I saw Bernie Mac do that whole, I ain't scared of your mom, I was like, wow.
Dude, just Martin hosting.
Martin, I mean, it was
when
crazy.
Martin would come out, his whatever he said was funny.
Yeah.
And you loved it. And I couldn't wait for Martin to run out and grab that microphone. You know what I mean? And just like, yo, and just the way they set it up,
it just seems
so raw and like uncut and just like, you felt like you were somewhere you weren't supposed to be, especially during. See, these kids today, they're so spoiled with it on the internet, and you got to see all this stuff, and you get to see all these new comics because of YouTube. But when we were coming up, Def Jam once a week, Saturday night at 12 midnight, you were about to see three comics that you've never heard of before, never seen before, and you were about to become a fan.
Yeah, like crushed.
Yo, I mean, that's where I saw Chappelle for the first time.
That's where
I saw Bill Bellamy for the first time. That's where I saw Chris Tucker for the first time. That's where I saw Bernie Mac for the first time. It was just like, and they smashed.
When Chris Tucker did that Michael Jackson thing?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
My favorite is when he did Crips and Bloods.
Oh.
Mice and Cockroaches.
Yeah.
And especially at that time.
Yes.
And you were just like, what? Like, what the fuck did he just say? Break it up, man. Break it up.
Break it up. Like, break it up, man.
Just, oh, man. That was the best time, man. D.O. Hughley. I mean, all those cats, man. That's why I wanted BET's Comic View so bad, because D.O. Hughley crushed. And then Cedric the Entertainer crushed.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, I got to be on those shows. I have to be on those shows. Or when Steve Harvey hosted the Apollo. Crushed.
Mm-hmm.
Steve was the best host for
the
Apollo. And as much as I love Rudy Rush because he gave me the opportunity, but yo, Steve crushed the Apollo, man. And I wish he never would have left that show.
I mean, he is so good.
Yeah. Amazing.
He just knows that audience and just brings it every single time.
Like when they didn't do good, the way Steve would interact, you know what I mean? And then his facial looks, you know what I mean? Oh, man, I miss those days. Those were such a good time for stand-up.
It was that time where everybody would gather around the TV. It's almost like basketball back in those days when Magic or Larry Bird played Michael Jordan. I can't remember anyone that wasn't inside watching that game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody was inside.
Everybody, dude.
And everybody talked about it all day long because we didn't have loops of news that were going to show it. Like, there wasn't ESPN on at the same time that this game was going on. That was
George Michael's Sports Machine.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
Late night on that was the original ESPN. That was the original Sports Center.
So it was just television was special.
Special
at that time.
When you heard that John Tesh's da 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 da, you knew you were about to see some greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And then they announced the two headliners from each team. Charles Barkley's.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Phoenix Suns versus Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls. You're like, oh, fuck! Let's do this. Microwave popcorn.
Or I'm going to take it back further than that. The whole, this is how what goes sell. Bump the NFL.
Dun, 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 dun. Man, that's even older, man.
Oh, man.
That's when we were babies.
And then it would go, dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun. The Chicago Bears.
Slow-mo?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then the
just got you ready, man. You're about to see some greatness on the field, man.
But you know, one thing I'm happy about is the whole Cavs and Warrior series is like that now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's everybody is inside watching that game.
I feel like it's back. I feel because I stayed away from basketball for a long time.
I don't think NBA is back, but the series is back.
You know why it's not back? Because the finals are the only thing that is the only thing that's on ABC.
Yes.
Everything else is on TNT still. And that means it's not back.
Mm-hmm.
Until they start bringing the playoffs back on ABC or whatever network, then it's going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's just, I miss those days, man. You remember? Like, it was a whole
shorts, wooden floors. Oh, it's crazy.
Man, dude, those were good times, dude. They don't have it anymore. But this series, literally, I've never been more excited. Like, I've been live tweeting, and I can give a shit who wins.
Really, you don't have a favorite?
Nah, man. Like,
I want Golden State to win so bad.
If Cleveland wins, I'm just going to be like, King James is the new Michael Jordan. He has literally taken the NBA in his hands and shown everybody why he's the best on the floor. And he did it. Game two, he did it, man.
I will disagree with you about the Michael Jordan thing. No.
No one's going to be Michael Jordan. What I'm saying is this generation, who they're embracing, is King James.
Oh, absolutely.
Literally. Like, as badass as Steph Curry is, you know what I mean? When King walks on that court, they all fear him.
Yes.
They all fucking fear him. And look what he's doing. He doesn't have Love or Kyrie, bro, and he's still balling.
But what?
And this is what I'm saying about the Michael Jordan thing. He's making those other dudes good.
Oh, absolutely.
Like better than good. Because Shepherd on another team, I don't think he would be that good.
Well,
it's King James is making him that good.
All the players on that team wouldn't be that good without James. I actually think, and this is crazy, but I've heard a lot of people agree with me, the team is better without Kyrie and all these people on the floor, because now everybody knows James runs things.
Yeah.
And nobody, and he's controlling the pace.
He's controlling it.
Where
he's
Kyrie,
distributing the ball.
Kyrie, when he was point guard, he would rush it down the floor, and then Golden State would get him, rush it right back down. You don't see that with James.
Nope.
He'll walk it up the floor,
walk it
his
up.
Own pace, slow it down. So I actually think the team is functioning better without, like, they're going to trade Love. They don't need Love. They're not going to pay him $90 million next year.
They don't need him.
No.
No.
As long as James as a point guard bringing up the ball slows the pace down. So I just.
Well, he's not playing point.
But I'm saying when he brings up the ball.
Yeah.
He can control the pace then.
Yeah.
And Kyrie, he's like, you know, a young player that wants to run.
Yeah.
And that'll get you in trouble with Golden State.
Well, it's not the young player that wants to run. He's a superstar in his own right.
Exactly.
And he just needs role players around Kyrie. And I think James is just not that role player. He's not that guy.
No.
James needs role players.
Where James stepped back for Dwayne, because Dwayne had the championship. But Dwayne also, here's the thing Dwayne did when LeBron got there, he was like, it's LeBron's team.
Yeah.
This is a dude that has two championships, was MVP, all that. I was like, dude, it's your team. You run it.
Yep.
I'll be a part. And that's why I think James was like, all right, cool, man. It's you do you.
Yeah.
You shine.
Yeah.
Where you never heard Kyrie say that. You've never heard Kyrie say, dude, this is James' team.
Really?
Never. Never. Not like Dwayne.
I think James, I think when Dwayne did it at that time, I think people were still questioning James because he hasn't won a championship yet. So I think Dwayne, since he had the two championships, understood that James was the fucking man, but I don't think the rest of the world knew. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why he did it to you know what I mean? To acknowledge James's greatness. But now I don't think anyone needs to say it anymore. You know what I mean?
No, I got it.
Like Kyrie. But, I think Kyrie just knows, oh, fuck, King James is on our team.
But when King James came, he didn't have championships, like you said. But Dwayne.
But it was true.
A big three.
No, but James, when James coming to back to Cleveland, he had two championships.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying, that Kyrie should have been like,
hey, it's his team.
But I think everyone just knows that.
I guess so.
You know what I mean? I think they know it now. Yeah, right? It's just, yo, the way he's been balling.
It's crazy.
Fuck, man. I was so excited. That game, I was just like, is this really happening?
Two overtime games. Crazy.
Clay, yo, he's a beast, bro. That guy is lights the fuck out, man. But I really don't think they can win a 7-game series. So I'm going to say Cleveland's going to win.
Wow. I got Golden State in six.
I think, yo, but there's too many big bodies for Chef to go in. And I think once they start banging him up, you know what I mean? We got some big Europeans on that team that don't give a fuck.
I will say this.
That are going to drop some shoulders on that fool's chest.
If it is called like the first two games,
yeah,
Cleveland got a great shot because they let him play physical. But I can't see in Cleveland them calling those kind of games for some reason. Because it's going to benefit LeBron, and they like touchy fouls in Cleveland. Because anytime LeBron gets touched, he's going to be a whistle.
Yeah.
And in Cleveland, I mean, in Golden State, he was getting hacked.
Yeah.
Literally, I'm going for Golden State. I'm like, damn, they missed that call, you know, for Cleveland.
Yeah, they were doing a lot.
A lot of missed calls. And I was like, holy crap. Tell me about your restaurant. How's it doing?
Yoji, Japanese fondue. It's doing great, bro.
What is Japanese fondue? Break it down for me.
We got some hot pots that we put right in front of you. You have a burner right in front of you. And then we just bring out some beautiful top of the line meats, and it's your choice from anywhere from pork, chicken, salmon, and then of course our beef selection is amazing. We got Kobe, you know what I mean? We got Kobe beef, and then we also have Wagyu, which is like literally FedExed in from Japan.
Okay,
and it's market price, you know what I mean, at that time. But I mean, I'm telling you, bro, it's just been blowing up because there's none out in Vegas right now. Mm-hmm. We're the only ones. And can you come?
We're going to do a podcast there. You just let me know.
I will fly you out, and we'll do the pod, and we'll do it live, and then everyone come and eat and watch us do the pod live. That'll be kind of cool,
I think. I'm down. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Bring your wife out.
My girlfriend.
Girlfriend. I think you should get married, man.
At your place? No.
Would you propose to her?
No, not at your place.
Oh, no.
No, she's...
At my restaurant.
No, I'm not at your restaurant. Get that out of here.
I have an idea.
No.
Buy a ring.
No, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then while the water is boiling, I'll have the waitress drop the ring inside the boiling water.
That is the dumbest idea I've ever heard in my life. No.
And let her pull it out of the fucking
hot
water.
All melted and shit.
And then right when she pulls it out with the tongs, go like this, will you marry me? How is that made for TV movie or what, Drunk Brady? That's how Drunk Brady would do it.
No.
No?
Mine's going to be romantic. I can't wait.
Your lady's hot, by the way.
She's gorgeous.
What's her IG?
Oh, at Claire Elise.
Okay, follow me.
Claire Elise.
I just requested her. Hopefully she'll follow me.
No.
I'm a creep.
Yeah, you are.
She's so hot.
She is hot.
You're so lucky.
We are going to have amazing looking kids. That's all I'm saying. They're going to be gorgeous.
I don't think she's going to say yes, personally. I don't think she's going to say yes.
Really?
And I'm going to call her and see, maybe I can talk some sense into her.
Mm, okay. What are we doing the podcast? Let's really set a date so people in Vegas can come out.
Let me go to my calendar right now. How's that?
Okay, fine.
Want me to do that?
Yeah. Now, do you want
this? I'm on my iPhone, and it only has one button because that's all you need. Mm. One home button. Mm. You got the stupid Samsung with 17 buttons.
It has one.
Don't even know how to flip your phone. You don't even know how to flip your camera over.
Actually, the people on Periscope, they were saying that the iPhone doesn't do that either.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Damn. It took you 45 minutes to figure that out.
Hey, leave me alone.
All right, let me look. Let's say early July.
I'm down.
Are you? You should be free, right?
What about 4th of July weekend?
I'm in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
So it'd have to be like July 14th, on a weekday.
I might be in...
Or July 18th
on a weekend.
I might be in
Abu Dhabi. I don't know yet because...
All right, so then let's not set up anything.
No.
Mike, let's not set up anything because you don't know where you're
at. I will let you know, Joe Coy.
Let us know, you guys. Go to @MichaelYo or go to @JoeCoy. Tweet us, Instagram us. Tell us when you want to, if you're in the Vegas area, and all our Vegas peeps and listeners... Just tell us when you want us to fly out there and we'll do it.
Yeah, I believe probably like a Saturday is the best time, right?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, I like that. And then we'll do it like live on a Periscope or YouTube or something like that.
Yeah,
too.
Let's do that.
So people can see it, watch it live, and we'll set up a exact time.
Yep, Drunk Brady will be there.
Yeah, Ernie.
Sweaty Ernie. Well, I started saying that after you said it.
Oh, Sweaty Ernie, I like that.
And we'll go out there.
I'm down.
How's that sound?
Free food?
Oh, my God, yeah, for the whole cast.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I'm not paying. Yeah, I don't eat meat. All I need is a vegetable.
We have a vegetarian plate.
Really?
Yes.
What's on it? Thank you.
Cabbage, tofu, shishito mushrooms, seaweed, carrots, sweet potato.
Have you heard of the Bimbo Pop? Bim Bim Pop?
This is what pisses me off, you
guys. Bim Bim Pop?
Okay, we were supposed to wrap this up. This is what pisses me off, Ernie. All right, this is what pisses me off, you guys. He's Korean.
Bim bum bop. It's a bim bum bop.
Like, I don't understand you. You're Korean. You've been with your mom your whole life.
That I just had one of those bowls.
You just had bibimbap. It's called bibimbap.
No, it's not. It's bibimbap.
Oh, fuck, man.
Bibimbap.
This is why I hate him so much.
Bibimbap. Bibimbap.
Your mom is so mad at you right now.
No. My mom, look, I ordered it off the menu. Google it. It is bim bim bop.
Bim bim bop.
Bim bim bop.
Anyways.
It's B-I-M-B-I-M bop.
It's a hot clay pot. They put rice in there.
Yes. And vegetables.
They put the Korean beef in there and some vegetables. And then you put some...
Just vegetables.
And then
for the Michael Yo. Bim bim bop.
And then what happens is the clay pot not only heats up the rice...
Mm-hmm.
But it also puts a little crisp on some of the rice. And that's actually the best part of the whole meal.
And it's called bim bim bop.
And they got some of this Korean hot paste,
mm-hmm.
the red hot paste, which is better than sriracha. I know people are going to hate me for saying that. But it's actually my favorite hot sauce is the Korean hot paste sauce.
And then you have the kimchi on the side.
Oh, God. I just don't like how you disrespect black people and how you disrespect Korean people. And
how?
I'm done with it.
How?
Burger Kang. When you say Burger Kang,
bim bim bop.
Black people don't say that, and Koreans don't go bim bim bop. And you know they don't.
How do I say it again?
Bibimbap.
Bibimbap.
Oh, you're so racist.
Ah, bibimbap.
What is that?
Bibimbap.
What is the yawn at the beginning?
Bibimbap. All right, we're done.
If you guys like Michael Yo, please follow him
@MichaelYo. I don't care about Twitter anymore. I don't care about. I'm just Instagram now.
Is Twitter dead?
To me, it is.
Why?
How does Joe, this is what I don't understand.
Yeah.
How does Joe have so many Instagram followers and I have none? I don't understand.
Oh,
that.
I know. I have two reasons.
Oh, here we go.
One, you're ugly.
And what's the second one?
You're dumb. I have another question for you.
What?
Why does your dog have more Instagram followers than you?
Because my dog is awesome. I made my profile picture of my dog.
Wow, that's a good way to get some followers. I would do that too. I would have. If I was your publicist, change the face on that profile pic.
You know what,
Joe? Put that dog up
let's
there.
Let's be honest. I look way better than you. All right, we gotta go. We gotta go. Anyway,
I don't like the way that ended.
Yeah, me neither.
I do love you though.
I love you too.
And
positive pod.
We're Mike and I. By the end of this summer, we're gonna do another show, and we're gonna donate all the money to Lupus.
Yes.
At the door.
And we'll serve bim bim bop.
Follow me at Joe Coy, JOKOY, and then come see me at Ontario Improv. I'll be there for 2 weeks.
Can I come?
Yeah, I'd love for you to hit the stage.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's do this.
And yeah. All right, we'll talk
love
to you
guys.
Next time. #PositivePod. Do it.
Peace.